investors could care less about voice concerns from non-voter Fed Rosengren, who said he was worried about froth in markets and expectations that accommodative policy will be here forever. Instead, the focus was on the actual messages from voting members the other week and the accompanying gestures, which continue to suggest otherwise, feeding into that reckless investor incentive to keep putting money behind stocks. The Fed's balance sheet has expanded by $150 billion in the past 2 weeks, and that's been enough to get the market forgetting about a dot plot projecting a couple of rate hikes all the way out in 2023. And so, yup, stocks keep extending their record run. Now, it hasn't been as clear cut for the currency market, with the buck perhaps back under mild pressure, but not getting as sold as aggressively as one might expect in the face of the ongoing record run in stocks. We think the currency market is perhaps a little more worried about buying into all of this accommodation at this point in time and is less inclined to be wanting to run too much against the safe haven buck. Key standouts on today's calendar include German import prices, speeches from ECB's Panetta, ECB Guindos, BOE Haldane, Fed Williams, and Fed Quarles, and we also get Dallas Fed Manufacturing. That's all for now.